Welcome back to Sports Day. I say Malcolm Blight and David Wilde. Adelaide United, they're hosting an Isuzu Ute A-League semi-final. Can they keep their finals dream alive? Well, Blight, it was a good win, wasn't it? 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1's a good score, isn't it?
I must say, I read Vau Miliace, a good friend of ours,
yes.
And the way I read it, I thought Vau was saying that perhaps they were lucky to have won the game, and maybe Central Coast were better for a lot of it.
No, I just thought he was picking out a couple of little individual battles rather than the team battle, which Carl Wirtz, in charge of. How am I going?
Well, let's welcome Carl. Carl, yeah. How did you assess the first half? I know possession doesn't always mean a side's dominating. I think it was 57-43, but how did you see that first half?
Yeah, good evening. I think I was comfortable with the way the first half went. The whole game went really. We changed our tactics against Central Coast because Central Coast are normally a team that doesn't want the ball. They want you to have the ball and make mistakes, and then they hit you on the counter-attack because they leave quite a few players forward. So we decided to go into the game and let them have the ball and defend a little bit deeper than what we normally would and limit their opportunities, titters in the counter-attack, and it worked perfectly for us.
Yeah, well, 3-1. I mean, you've had so many games you've won, in extra time or in the 88th minute, that would be a walk in the park looking at that.
I think as that, we limited them to, I think, two or three shots at goal. We had some great opportunities ourselves. So, it was a very tough game because they play, quite an aggressive, direct brand of football.
Yep.
I think it sort of it worked well for us, the tactics that we used yesterday.
I've got a great coach sitting alongside me here, Malcolm Blight, but you would have had a few of the lads perhaps not played finals. What was the message for you to them? Obviously, you get nerves. We all get nervous. Sometimes nerves work in your favour, but what was the message for the youngsters?
Oh, it's just to go out and enjoy the game. You say finals games, they are different games. They're a little bit, can be a little bit more cagier. And it's important that you still, you go out and express yourself and enjoy playing the game.
Carl, when I've seen you on the sidelines, Carl, you look reasonably composed to me, although you've learnt when if something really bad happens, just don't go it until after the camera goes off you. But I just thought you always look composed. When you got the tight games, I know it sort of fell your way and 3-1 is a really nice win, but as David said, you played a lot of those close games. How are your nerves as coach of the team? What are the butterflies doing when it gets like that? Do you get a bit anxious or you just let it unfold?
Yeah, of course you do. You sort of, you ride the emotion of the game as a coach. And I suppose it's still important that you keep your mind ticking over and what's happening in the game. It was finals games. That's where there's a lot of pressure on coaches and players. So, as I said, they were never out of the game. They always had opportunities to get back into the game. And, it was just, it was great defensive organisation from our players and well disciplined to keep their shape and play a little bit more restrained to what we normally would play.
Now there's a guy called Craig Goodwin plays for you. Isn't he a lovely player? I mean, I think you know that, and I mean you obviously appreciate him. But gee, he does some good stuff for you, doesn't he?
Yes, he certainly does. He certainly steps up when it's when we need him. He's been quiet the last three or four games going, the back end of the season. So we knew that he was due a big game because he doesn't go many games without scoring or providing an assist. And, he did that yesterday when the opportunity arose. He scored the goal and then he provided that great ball in for the second goal as well.
Hey, Carl, when you play the next round, it's a home and away. You play one here, then one away. Does that change tactics at all? Because it's not sudden death, is it? And it'll probably go on goal difference and whatever in the end. So does it change the way you go about anything?
I think it might give you a little bit more time. Because, you say it's not a one-off game, where normally we would have to travel away because they're the top team. And it makes it a little bit difficult for you. But, we've got them on Wednesday night at home. The final's not going to be won or lost on Wednesday night.
Yep.
So it's just important that we, don't give away too much and stay disciplined like we did on Sunday. And you know, we've, you know, had some great results against Melbourne City, especially at home. And, you know, we'll be, you know, planning to get the same results that we have done earlier in the season.
Carl, do you, I mean, I know you're looking at the A-League and obviously you'll be looking at what Melbourne City do, but just over the weekend, you know, there was some terrific soccer and there's been some great stuff around the world, really, with Ange Postecoglou and Celtic and also Liverpool winning, you know, the FA Cup. Do you get a chance to actually look at those games and pick something out of them if you possibly can?
You're always, you know, looking at the highest level of football and seeing if there's any, you know, trends or anything different that other people are doing to try and, you know, just see how what in football is, how it's changing, because it is changing. But, you know, during our season, you don't really get enough time to watch the other games because, you know, we spend so much time watching our own games and watching our opposition games. You know, you need to have that break from watching football as well.
Also, now, I'll ask you a question about the rules. To my mind, I can't see any rule changes in soccer other than a minor one, probably in the last 20 years. It's been a stable game. There's a game that played in Australia that seems to change a lot of rules. But you guys just, you play. Now, then it's up to the coach the way you want to play it. Do you play three back, two back, one back? All the other ramifications to that. But the actual game rules don't change at all.
No, I don't think they do. You know, from going from, you know, grassroots right through to the highest level, I think the game stays the same. So it's, you know, makes it quite easy for, you know, kids and guys that play the game to understand the game. You know, we don't have different rules for a different level or a different, you know, so professionals play the same as amateurs.
Carl Beard for Tyre Power. Think safety this May. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. Now, you've won 6 in a row. I mean, that's amazing. Central Coast had won 5 in a row. Is anything you'd like to tidy up still? There's always ways you want to improve. But from that game the other day, is anywhere area you'd like just to tidy up a bit, Carl?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a difficult game. You know, Melbourne City have been the best team the last 2 years in the league. Their front three are all Socceroos, so it's going to be an important battle for us defensively that we don't give them too many opportunities because they don't need many opportunities to score goals. So that's something that we just have to be very mindful of. But also be aware of our strengths as well. You know, we've got some great attacking players, so it's just finding that balance of not giving them too much but also, you know, providing opportunities ourselves.
Now, this is your second year in a row you've done this, which is terrific in a very competitive world. To be top four in any sport, I reckon, is bloody so difficult, you know, as a team and a coach and a franchise. Is there anything from last year you learnt that you would show and say, listen, this is what we did great or this is what we can tidy up on? From anything that happened?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, we looked at last year, and last year we conceded far too many goals, and especially against the big clubs, and especially when it was when there was a lot riding on the game like last season, there was a lot of opportunities where we could have gone into the top two and we lost those games. So we've had a big focus defensively on our discipline, on keeping our discipline defensively so we don't give away those soft goals that we did last year. And I think we've, you know, pretty much tightened that up, and we saw that, you know, yesterday. You know, we limited Central Coast to, as I said, to two or three shots at goal.
Very down to earth, Carl. Carl Viet, the man, I think you're understated at times. You came out and said, look, we will win the next few games and make the finals when people doubted you. I know that there's still unfinished business, but you must be wrapped with the way things are going. You come into a club that, you know, was a little bit shaky at the time. You make finals, you do it again. How are you feeling yourself?
Yeah, to be honest, at the moment, I'm feeling tired. It's been a long season. But, yeah, I'm very happy. You know, I think we've got a great playing group there. They've taken a lot of responsibility on. You know, as you said, we've got a very good mix of some excellent senior boys and a lot of younger boys coming through that are learning the game. And we just, you know, just got a good balance and a good culture down at the club. So it's a good environment. I enjoy going there, and I'm sure all the players are enjoying turning up for training at the moment.
Yeah, it is a strange game. You can lose players mid-season. It's incredible. And then you also lost a coach in Ross Aloisi. Mm-hmm. You've been able to replace that okay? The one man down, next one steps up?
It was a big loss at the time to lose Ross, but I brought in a very good friend of mine, and Damien Murray, who has an exceptional coaching record in the local league. He was an exceptional player as well when he was a player, and he's provided a different look, and has been exceptional in his time here. And he keeps reminding me he's been on board for the last six games. And
we've wow! Yeah. Might have been Ross's fault.
Yeah. Actually, I remember Damien. He was a lovely player, wasn't he? He was a good player,
good striker.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Just a final one. In your quiet moments, do you dare to dream?
Oh, look, I think everyone dreams, don't they? That's important to have those dreams and goals to achieve, to go for. The back of your head, you want to achieve that goal of winning the premiership.
Yeah, I reckon you don't have the aid of the big budget. I reckon you're already coach of the year, but a couple more will certainly stamp that. Hey, good luck Wednesday and the following game, Carl. Good start, six in a row. Let's hopefully can make it eight in a row, but first get seven in a row.
Yes, thanks a lot, guys.
Good stuff, Carl Viet. He's been remarkable, hasn't he? Just goes about it.
Yeah.
I reckon he is almost coach of the year if we get another rung up.
Yeah, back-to-back top four. I mean, that's... David, any competition, that's really hard to do.
And Melbourne City and Victory are bigger budgets, clubs. Aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's Carl Viet. He can play Keno from only $1 a game. There's a draw every few minutes. Always time for a spot of Keno. Play today, a gamble responsibly. And also Repco, from navigating open roads to wrangling uncharted tracks for 100 years or hundreds of years. Repco's been driven by passion.